USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows is facing threats following her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Bellows, who made the decision on Thursday, cited Trump's awareness of potential violence on the day of the Capitol riot and his encouragement of it through incendiary rhetoric without taking timely action to stop it. Acknowledging the threats against her and her staff on CNN, Bellows expressed preparedness and gratitude for law enforcement, with Colorado being the first state to remove Trump from its primary ballot. New York City is preparing for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
The NYPD states that there are no specific credible threats against the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Chief of the department, Jeffrey Madry, outlines what attendees can expect.
We will be guided into one of our pens where our police officers will be there. They will be wanding everyone for safety. Just a reminder, again, no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages. No alcohol. These are all prohibited items.
Additionally, officials say that officers are preparing for potential protesters related to the Israel-Hamas war and will work to keep them on the perimeter of the event. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has confirmed his attendance at CNN's presidential debate next month, with the network hosting two Republican primary debates in January, one in Iowa on January 10th and another in New Hampshire on January 21st. DeSantis' campaign team announced on Friday that he will participate in the New Hampshire debate, stating that it provides an opportunity for Nikki Haley to address concerns with the people of New Hampshire and for Donald Trump to engage without relying on a teleprompter. The statement suggested that the debate offers a chance for candidates to address issues directly and step into the political arena. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is reaching new heights for the last draw of the year. Lottery officials state that the grand prize for tonight's drawing is estimated at $760 million. Happy New Year. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel, with Qatari negotiators indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is awaiting further details for the final negotiations. The Bloomberg Billionaire Index's richest woman also tops another list.
Francois Betancourt Myers, the L'Oreal heiress and richest woman in the world, has become the first woman to hold a $100 billion fortune. On the Bloomberg list, she ranks as the 12th richest person, just ahead of Mukesh Ambani and behind Carlos Slim, who recently became the first person from Latin America to cross the $100 billion threshold. L'Oreal is the world's largest cosmetics company, owning several brands from Lancome to Maybelline and raking in $42 billion in sales last year. I'm Corey Myers.
As the new year approaches, fewer Americans seem inclined to raise a beer in celebration. Beer Marketers Insights, an industry group, reports a shift in consumer preferences away from beer to other alcoholic beverages. This marks the first time since 1999 that beer shipments are expected to dip below 200 million barrels. With Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, leading the decline, while overall consumption decreases for other domestic premium brands like Miller and Coors. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.